In the TV sitcom Newhart, Bob Newhart plays Dick Loudon, the low-key, kind of square owner of a Vermont inn who also hosts a local TV interview show called Vermont Today. Michael Harris, the producer of Vermont Today, is everything the Newhart character isn't and doesn't want to be. Michael is high-powered, vain, self-absorbed, and obsessed with clothes and success. The character of Michael is played by Peter Scolari, who in his first TV series, Bosom Buddies, starred opposite Tom Hanks. On Newhart, Michael is always pitching ways to jazz up the station with provocative programs. On the season premiere of Newhart, Michael proposed a program in which the wives of criminals would be interviewed.
Picture this. A show devoted to the woman behind the accessory. The mall behind the menace. What do you think?
I think you're demented.
And it's just the tip of the iceberg. We interview JoJo on Vermont Today. Are you loving it? You ask the probing questions. What is it about your criminal leanings that attracts her?
Michael, that is not entertainment. That is exploitation.
Tomato, tomato, Dick.
Do you think of yourself as using a different voice and character than the voice that you normally speak with?
Yes, but you know, it's funny, you've raised an interesting point here because I come home the night before, for example, last night from what is effectively the last day of rehearsal, and I can't get the voice out of my own speaking voice. I think my own speaking voice is more along the lines of what we're hearing today. And Michael's voice is more in here. It's just a little shift that I make. I try not to think about it much. It's just something I've kind of lapsed into on occasion, but I'll come home from, hopefully I've changed back to my voice now, but I'll come home from a Thursday rehearsal, and my wife will say, "How did it go today, honey?" And I'll say, "It went great. I've got to tell you, I'm secure with my," and I'll realize somewhere along the line that I haven't let it go, and I can't. It's very frightening.
You know, your character is always described as the ultimate yuppie, but I think, to me, it's as if you also went back to, like, old screwball comedies and watched, like, the really wealthy people, the old money people, and got some of their mannerisms.
Yes, although, you know, Michael, in point of fact, at least as I perceive him, is not really a very successful yuppie at all. Michael doesn't drive a BMW or a Mercedes. He probably didn't finish college, as we understand it, and I think he attempts to affect, or at least to join in with the trend of, you know, upwardly mobile, preppy type people. But he's not really successful at it. So that's part of my link to any success at all with a character, I think, is that he's a failed yuppie.
Julia Duffy plays Stephanie, your girlfriend, on The Newhart Show. And it's the perfect match. It just seems so perfectly matched together, the two characters. Two incredibly self-absorbed people in love.
Well, here we are, Steph. At home, or should I say, in home.
Michael, thank you for the lovely time. Now, is the date officially over?
Yes. What did you think?
Well, I think this makes four dates in a row that haven't been fun.
I know, Steph. I don't know what's wrong. We paraded around town. We played What Would You Buy with $3 million if you had to spend it all on yourself? Had all the ingredients of a great date.
But I didn't even go, ooh, once. Michael, I'm worried we're getting stale. But there's one way to find out for sure. A cosmopolitan test.
How were you matched together? How were you cast together?
Well, it was kind of a nice accident that occurred. I was a guest star in the, let's see now, second season of Newhart on a couple of occasions. But later in that same season, when I was brought back, it was with the expressed intent that Michael and Stephanie meet and hook up and begin their roller coaster ride. And I think we had lines to the effect of, I said to her, I know we've just met, but would you let me take you out for a Manhattan sometime? And she said, I'd let you take me to Manhattan sometime. But I want to tell you. So the romance, or what have you, was born. And Julia and I found right away, I mean, it's obvious that they're perhaps these standard two peas in a pod, these preppies, but we like to think of them as being a lot more and a lot less than that.
You know, I've been really wanting to interview you and find out more about you, but I had this, like, terrible feeling that you'd think it was your duty to prove that you were smart and sensitive, unlike your character.
No, I've worked through that in therapy, and I now have no longer have the need to prove that on public radio.
No, but it really, I bet that you are expected to prove that in a way, you know, that you're not the character who you play.
Yes, that's true. That is true. I've been stopped and insulted, and I know people think they're being very nice. But they say things that we can't say on radio, and they ask me if that's what I'm really like. It's kind of a difficult question to answer. On occasions, I've managed to be able to say, yes, I am like that. No, that's me. It's not the character. And and sometimes that works okay, but sometimes it leads to arrests.
I know that you're interested in circuses and carnivals, and that you've done some juggling yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I'm juggling right now.
Well, how did you get interested in that?
Actually, I was in a play in New York back in 1977, playing a court jester with a very beloved friend of mine, Tom Tammy. Our job was to upstage each other night after night, and somewhere along the way to about 150 performances, my friend Tom Tammy came out juggling in this one-upsmanship sort of scene, and he won the battle for the king's attention that evening. The next day, I sucked the skill out of his mind as quickly as possible and got it into my hands, and we became juggling partners, and then later I hooked up with some very talented gentlemen at the Big Apple Circus, which was just forming in New York at that time, and began, I guess, what would be a history of the circus world, circus arts being a great influence on my development as an actor.
Yeah, how have circus arts affected your acting?
Well, you know, Terry, when I was in high school and for a period in college, I could still be considered somewhat of an okay athlete. And in fact, I carried around that kind of physical life. And I found over a number of years, particularly in the mid-70s and later 70s, after I'd learned to juggle and then I learned to ride a unicycle and walk a little tightrope, that I was able to convert my athleticism into much more of a disciplined, dare I say, aesthetic value for me.
It's interesting for you to describe how athletic you couldn't help but look in a role. You know, on the Newhart show, you seem very unathletic, like someone who wouldn't you know, jog or play tennis or basketball because it might mess their hair up.
Absolutely.
Did juggling and circus arts also help you learn how to not look athletic if you didn't need to look
athletic? Absolutely. I mean hopefully Michael is kind of proof of that. But yes, I mean, it's not that you appear, you have to suggest that you're clumsy to appear non-athletic. It's really a state of mind, and once you can kind of find the state of mind for that illusion, then the body sort of follows. In fact, they asked me a couple of years ago in a scene, they were asking me to change a shirt and take a shirt off and then put a sweater on in a scene, and I said, I can't do this. And they said, why not? I said, well, because Michael can't possibly be as well built as I am. We can't do this, you know. I found a way to do it in which we could hide it. I was halfway behind a door, and I had the sweater in my hand. As the shirt came off, the sweater was already on. I take that kind of strange concern with me to work. I sometimes am a little too picky, but I really like to try and give the audience a kind of the best representation and not lie to them.
Are you recognized when you're out of character?
Yes, I am. Consistently recognized. And what's been nice in the last year is that I don't seem to be getting recognized as the character. This was something that was happening in the last, you know, prior 2 or 3 years. But in this last year, some sort of sensibility has come into my life or from the outside world, where people know that I'm this actor who plays this character. What I do get is when people do recognize me, they often laugh. It's like I have something on my head that I'm not aware of, and I really get a kick out of it. It's not what I might have imagined, but they do. They look and they go, "Oh, that's that guy." Look at him. It's kind of funny.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Peter Scolari plays Michael Harris on the TV show Newhart. The show airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on CBS. Peter Scolari juggles on this week's episode. This is Fresh Air.